Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Donna Fiesel, and I'm your host of The Edge on IC Radio, your source for news and entertainment. You can find us on television, channel 182 on Charter Communications and Abundant Television, which is found on Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire. Thank you so much for watching. I know you could be doing anything else, but you're staying tuned to us Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 p.m. Central as we get to ride home with each other. So it's a good time. You can also find us on all the social media sites. I got them all. Now, sometimes I'm taking off of some of them. It's only for a few days. They'll let me come back in again. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started with our guest. This is my very good friend, Victoria Lee Scott. And Victoria, you own your own business. You're in California and you own your own businesses. You got several things going on, girl.
I do. And as you know, I just finished graduating from school. But the reason why I came on to see you, my dear friend, is because of what you just said. What did you just say 2 seconds ago? You said on some stations, well, I might be taken off of some. Well, that was the reason that got myself and a few other people thinking. Kept it small, but kept the conversation really strong for a very long time. I was part of building an internet news network for the last 14 years. When people had no idea what streaming or podcasting was, I was learning and I was doing radio and video on an internet news network. Well, as it so came happen, I felt the need to grow, and people around me were actually encouraging me because my ideas had differed a little bit from the company that I was formerly with. And the greatest thing is because I am walking away with my intellectual property. I was able to grow, to learn, and to be able to recreate. And I am proud and honored of the education that I chose to keep everything balanced, finishing school, finishing the network. The day after I graduated, I was actually made a fabulous offer. And that offer was to build a new news company. And this news company is called the Newscaster Studio. And three of us got together and we pondered all ideas as far as back and forth, what it is that is missing in the media, what it is that we want to bring to the table. And I've come here today to share our press release as far as what is coming. The name is the newscasterstudio.com. And if you don't mind, I will take this moment to read our press release.
So go on ahead. Forgive me
while I read, but I couldn't say it better than it has been written. So I'm sticking with what's on paper. The Newscaster Studio podcast platform, and it will be launching soon as a premier destination for news, commentary, opinions, and interviews. Atlanta, Georgia is where we're out of. And the Newscaster Studio is a new digital news podcasting platform. We aim to provide listeners and readers with comprehensive and timely news coverage throughout the world. With a team of experienced independent journalists and cutting-edge technology, the Newscaster Studio aims to become and go to the source for insightful analysts and informative content, which we both know is extremely important right now. So much. So the Newscaster Studio is driven by a mission to deliver unbiased, reliable news content to its listeners and readers. The platform will cover a wide range of topics, including politics, business, social events, and more. By offering a comprehensive news experience, the Newscaster Studio ensures that its listeners and readers have access to the information that they need to stay informed and to make well-informed decisions. One of the key features that sets the Newscaster Studio apart is its commitment to the in-depth analysis and investigative reporting. The platform's team of experienced independent journalists work tirelessly to uncover stories that matter, shining a light on important issues that may otherwise go unnoticed. By going beyond the surface level news, the Newscaster Studio aims to provide our listeners and readers with a deeper understanding of the world around them. In addition to breaking news and analysis. The Newscaster Studio will also provide a variety of engaging formats to keep readers informed and entertained, from podcasts, articles, videos, content, and the platform caters to different preferences and ensures that individuals that wish to listen or prefer to read can consume news in a way that suits them best. We are thrilled to announce the launch of the Newscaster Studio. As said myself, I am the president, Victoria Lee Scott. And in this era of misinformation and fake news, and more important than ever, to have a reliable and trustworthy source of news. We here at Net News Studio are to providing our listeners and readers with accurate, unbiased, and comprehensive coverage delivered in a way that is engaging and accessible. The Newscaster Studio will be available. Its website, thenewscasterstudio.com. Listeners and readers can also follow the Newscaster Studio on social media platforms such as Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Getter, along with others. Please stay updated for the latest news and our updates. And I also have names where I can be reached, or my VP of Business Development, who you and I also both know, Mr. Murray Edwards. So we are working very hard to bring a new platform to uniting the news, not just one person here, one person there. What we want to do is create channels and platforms where people, let's just say if we have the school board. So if you have one platform, let's say Moms for Liberty, one, and all throughout this country can talk and link and share their experiences on one platform to unite us. That is my goal here. I've watched, Donna, I've watched, and I'm sure you have too, to watch so many with good intentions try to fix this country. And all I have seen done is I've watched it torn apart. Mm-hmm. Our lifetime has seen the best that the world has to offer. Look what we've experienced just in our lifetime. But yet, I feel it's so important that we who benefited the most should really come together to protect those that have no idea what has been done to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always wondered, too little, too late? No. You know what? We need, just like I think, I'm not sure who said it, but it's when good people fail to do nothing is the real crime here. And mm-hmm. that's why it was very important for me to find, and actually, I will be real honest with you. I was with one company for 14 years and my heart and soul was in it and I loved every minute of it. Then all of a sudden, something entered into my life that changed my course dramatically. I finished theology college, I got my degree, and the next day, all of a sudden, everything changed. And I truly believe, because it's all with time and timing, and I believe what you and I do is so important right now to unite people in a common voice. If we don't, how are we going to teach the next generation? I think things are coming. And the more I speak, at least I know those in my world that hear me, it might hurt a little less. Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, what can we do? We have been perfectly divided.
It was by design too, Victoria, by design. Yeah.
I know, that's what's so heartbreaking. And the thing is, you know what? It has been by design. And the sad part, Donna, is that when you talk to anybody a couple of generations lower than you and I, they have no respect for this country. And I don't blame them, because you know what? They weren't educated on it. They weren't taught the Declaration of Independence. They weren't, I mean, I remember having a high NASA military guy in my chair, and I had an assistant. And he turned around, he's like, every generation's the same. I looked at him and I said, no. I said, Tori, come here. She comes over. I said, "You have a good time this weekend?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, 4th of July. We had a blast party and yada, yada, yada." I said, "Yeah? And what day was that?" And she's like, "Oh, 4th of July. And what else is it called?" She had no idea. And then I said to her, and I said, "Who are we independent from?" She had no clue. You triggered something in me as far as the lack of education to those, I would say, two generations under you and I. And what got me is this week, I just put a post up, Donna. I was blown away. There was a guy, it was either Brett Baer or one of the ones that does the interviews and he's in a middle school and he has a clock. Do you know that these children cannot tell time off a number clock? Mm-hmm. I was blown away. Blown away. Not even anywhere near the thought process. Not even one of them gave a 209. 209? That's 9:30. How do you get 209? And every one of them were like that. And that just goes back to the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because we really need to get our thoughts, to get our thoughts, but our direction. Mm-hmm. So it's like our generation needs a direction. If we don't have a direction, how can we expect those coming after us to follow anything? That's why we're seeing the chaos that we are. That's why we're not holding them accountable for anything. And this isn't brand new. Remember, these were the kids that, you know, sat in the back seat and don't want to drive because they had a DVD and watched movies and had cell phones and played games. And of course, Uber and Lyft took off. These kids don't want to drive. 19 and 20 years old, they want to sit there and sit on their phone or on their iPad and finish watching the movie while they pay for, mommy and daddy pay for an Uber because they don't want to drive. They don't want to concentrate that much to drive a car. How sad is that? So we expect them, if we can't them to do that, we're going to expect them to learn. I believe that there should be an exit exam on American history before they leave high school.
I do too.
100%. I think it should be mandatory to have an exit exam. I mean, our whole education, what we're teaching them is absurd. Absurd. And now you keep bringing in and keep reading drag, trans, whatever you want to call them, reading to children, stuffing dollars where children don't belong, stuffing dollars. You keep doing that. And you think the generation that we're watching now is dumbed down? Give that another decade.
Wait until the next one comes along.
Yeah, wait till the next. Exactly. So the point being is I feel, I have always felt a strong responsibility to this country. Even when I was young, I did a lot of research. I was very drawn at one time to the Vietnam War. I couldn't understand what we did to so many young, like in my town. I couldn't understand. And I wanted to talk to them when they got back, and I wanted to know the experience. My father took me to see Apocalypse Now with Marlon Brando. He took me to see that in the Ziegfeld Theater in Manhattan, Donna, which has the world's loudest sound system. You want to talk about something that shook me to the core? I live on the ocean. Every time I heard a helicopter on the ocean, I held my breath. It was like, I mean, it was crazy for me. It made such an impact on me, that sound. And so there is something about history. And you just did a fantastic trip and shared your photos, which triggered my whole thoughts. It was your photos of the history of Texas where you just went that triggered, what are we doing for the next generation? And how responsible are we? We can't say we'll leave it to the schools. We can't say that anymore, can we?
No, we can't.
We can't. But you know, when I did a show, I had Mark Mekla on. Do you remember Mark Mekla, Convention of States, the head of Convention of States? Mm-hmm. I met Mark Mettler back in 2009. He was part of the original, what I became part of back in 2009, the Tea Party Patriots. And then when the media made fun of the Tea Party Patriots, everybody split. That's when we went and built Net News. Mark Mettler went and built Parler, if you remember. Mm-hmm. Then the government shut him down. The beginning of COVID, Mark came on my show. And at the end of my show, I said to him, I said, Mark, what is the one thing that you can tell my audience? And we're right at the beginning of COVID. Now, this is like in my shows, if you go back 2019. I said, what would you tell my audience? He said, have your parents looked over their children's shoulders and see what's going on? I said, yeah, parents all over this country are watching online school in their children's bedroom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, then you know what? Tell your parents to take back their school boards. He said, it's the easiest election to win. He said, and if you want to change it, you got to get in there to change it. He said, tell your parents to take back their school boards. I've always wanted one channel on my new news company called Take Back Our School Boards. And I want to hear from Alabama what's happening in that school board in that city. And then I want to hear from Texas what's happening in that school board. And then I want to hear in New York. Oh, New York, you got enough troubles, New York. I never thought being a New Yorker, Donna, that I would ever witness what is happening. I mean, just everywhere. And I truly believe that if you don't educate the population, you no longer have the art of debate, because people do not have the critical thinking and the thought process. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we will be left with is violence. And that's where we find ourselves today.
And that's total chaos, which I think was done by design. Absolutely. You know, you mentioned there's always a movie in someone's lifetime that turns them around. And I'll have to tell you, the movie that turned me around was Soylent Green.
Oh, you and me both. Wasn't that crazy when it first came out? I saw it when it was brand new.
So I started thinking about the things my grandparents talked about. So that we're on the farm. My granddad bought back in 1938. And so on this farm, he actually had it paid off in 2 years. I learned that you can actually make a plan and make something happen. Now, it wasn't easy. He had to hold two jobs and the farm at the same time. Sure. But he did make that plan. He had it. It was $5,000. And he said, back in that day, $5,000 was a lot of money. He said, I couldn't stand the thought of knowing I owed $5,000. So anyway, he set that goal and he made it happen. And then I watched this movie, Soylent Green. And I remember my grandparents saying, you better raise your own food. They even said it back then. They said, and I would laugh, you know, teenager, like, oh, please. You know, you can go to the grocery store and buy a can for whatever, you know, son, and not have to do all this stuff. I enjoy doing all this stuff now. I mean, it's so much fun. But I know what's in our food. But Soylent Green did it. And so it was this big thing, you know, where the government was feeding people. It was like the wafers and what the soy.
I know. I remember. Yes.
That turned me around.
Edward G. Robinson. Right? Edward G. Mm-hmm. Robinson.
Uh-huh.
That movie. You know what movie kept my nose clean?
Which one?
Midnight Express. Midnight Express is that there is no way I am not going down. How you can be changed that fast? I got no. I'm good. Scared the living out of me.
Mm-mm. But think about this, Victoria. So down through the years, people's styles actually changed with the TV show. Okay, yeah. So Donna Reed, that was a show back in the 1950s, and I think in the 1960s as well. And so all the women thought that they should wear dresses, cleaning the house, their hair needed to be done, their makeup, high heels, vacuuming, cleaning, and all this kind of stuff. So it was a pattern set by the show. Okay, and then we have Andy Griffith comes in. It's okay to be from a small town, you know, and have small town values. But then it starts getting different. So then you start seeing these shows where I hated The Simpsons, the cartoon. Oh, I hated that.
Do you see today?
Oh my
God. Do you see? There is a whole thing. Those Simpsons shows, I wasn't a big Simpsons fan. But if you look at what they were exposing on The Simpsons back then that we are seeing now. I mean, people were laughing at that stuff.
Trump running for president was one of them.
Yes! Tell me that ain't crazy. And the masks. Everything. There is so much that The Simpsons and the other one was the, what are them crazy little, cartoon people. What were the other ones with the Cartman and the other one that did a lot? You remember who I'm talking about? The other one. What was it?
That one is. We'll think of it tonight, and then you'll send me a message.
I mean, you know, when it was the other cartoon show that was a very big hit, but also dealt with the gay principal and the teachers teaching, and that was
South Park.
Mm-hmm. That one. True. But you know, we don't realize
the got into the
But wait a minute, even in our lifetime, you can turn on the TV and you can literally see two people full on nude doing whatever. But yet, Donna, when we were children, Desi and Lucy couldn't even be in the same bed.
Oh, they had separate beds.
And Dick Van Dyke, too, twin beds. Uh-huh. But look in just our lifetime. That's my point. Look at the deterioration of our moral values. Never mind the civil values that have been destroyed. But our moral value system. There really just isn't a scale anymore. I mean, what do we do? Where do we, there is no more law. My daughter went to the high school and she graduated in 2015. At 2015, there used to be a woman at the front gate who actually had a ruler who would measure if their shorts were too short or if the skirt, then they had to go in the office and put somebody else's on, you know what I'm saying, for the day. Uh-huh. But now the school literally has in its school colors, pajama bottoms. These children are all wearing oversized sweatshirts and pajama bottoms and flip-flops, no more shoes, no more socks, no more uniform, no more anything. How do you expect these children to leave high school with any sort of self-worth and put themselves together every day to go to school? You know, uniforms take away, you know, the competition, but still, you still got dressed, you still combed your hair, you still brushed your teeth. Now I sit there and I have three schools by me and I sit here and I just shake my head like, you have got to be kidding me. What are they learning? I don't think they're learning anything, and that's just what this country wants, and that's my point to all of this.
They're learning that you don't have to have ambition. You've got to have, I'm sorry, you've got to have some ambition on anything. Okay, the most wonderful people in the world are housewives who stay home with their mom, and I always wished that I could do that, but I couldn't. I mean, I had to work. So, I mean, I was divorced a long time ago. Well, I was a divorced mom, you know, so I had to work. But to me, those women are the strongest women on earth. And I've heard them put down so much, and it's just ridiculous. And they're staying home and they're teaching their kids. It's homeschool. The brightest kids you will ever meet are the ones who are homeschooled.
100%. I have to agree with you, because you sure as heck not cursing mama out, or you're not getting up from the table and leaving your class. And then, you know... And the thing more, I think, what probably upsets me the most out of all this, Donna, is the lack of respect. That's probably, there is no respect, not for each other, not for elders, not for anyone. We have done to a generation where we have made their lifestyle instant gratification, instant. Everything is instant gratification. And that cuts off their critical thinking. That cuts off their, you know, I mean, we're taught to, we need to chew the cud, to ponder, to think things over. And we're removing that. We're putting this in, removing that, doing this, doing that, turn here, do that, do this, do that. And what's really even scary is, you know, in school, my writing was artificial intelligence versus the human spirit. Mm-hmm. And as we're seeing more and more, there are things coming our way that we would never really even, and that was only in the movies. But if we look at technology, how technology has grown so fast in just our lifetime, mm-hmm. I don't put anything past evil. And there is good and evil, bottom line. I can recognize what is good and what is evil. And if one can't, that lukewarm doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And we got a country full of people who are walking through thinking lukewarm is good enough. Well, you know what? It's not. It's not. We are not prepared. We haven't prepared our children. We have not. And that's the truth. People have done it independently. Yeah. People have built bomb shelters and people have cases of water in their garage and enough food to eat for a couple of months. But that's not reality. You know, that's not, I mean, one of my biggest fears is the power grid going down.
Victoria, we're a little bit past the bottom of the hour. Let's go into a commercial break, and we're going to be right back. So everybody hang in there. We'll be right back.
At Limon's Mexican Restaurant, located in Henniger, Alabama, and voted Best Mexican Restaurant of DeKalb County, Alabama 2020, we're here to serve you with authentic Mexican cuisine. Order easily online by going to limonsmex.com or call 256-657-3999 to place your order. We're open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Whether you're celebrating a cozy date night for two or a celebration for a crowd, at Limon's, you'll love our atmosphere and friendly servers. Thank you for dining with Limon's Mexican Restaurant. At Liberty Bank, we're all about community, whether it's to help with a charity fundraiser or help families in need. Towards at Christmas or a local football team, we're here for you. You see, we realize the importance of family. Sometimes it's to build a new home or necessary home repairs. We're here for you. If you like the feel of a small town bank with all the conveniences of a big city bank, we're here to serve you. You will find us at any of our convenient locations in DeKalb, Marshall, Etowah, and Blount counties in North Alabama. You can call and speak with any of our friendly staff at 256-659-2175 or check us out on the web at libertybankal.com. And thank you for your support of our community. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The only place I buy my beef is Lone Tree Ranch in Collinsville, Alabama. Their cattle is born and raised on their ranch, grass and grain fed, and you can feel confident when you serve your family and friends because their beef is all natural and no antibiotics or hormones are added. You can buy whole beef or perhaps go in with family or friends and buy half. Their customer service is number one as they take care of the delivery to their local processor and can deliver to your home for a small added fee. They also offer herd replacement heifers. I always call Lone Tree Ranch in Collinsville, Alabama for my beef specialty recipes and cookouts, and you can too. Food shortages are increasing, so buy local by calling 256-523-6462. That's 256-523-6462.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
The Hatter Cafe and Country Inn is nestled in the northeast corner of Alabama the Beautiful in the delightful town of Mentone. We're located on top of scenic Lookout Mountain near Little River and DeSoto State Park and located only 5 minutes from shopping and restaurants. There is also a nearby community walking path and golf course. We welcome everyone through the doors and we are committed to outstanding service for all guests. At the Hatter Cafe and Country Inn, we invite people from all walks of life to come and get away from it all, enjoy the open spaces, treetop views, fresh, clean air, and experience Southern hospitality at its finest. We look forward to hosting you. To reserve a special event, or if you would love a special getaway at the Country Inn, you can call us at 256-634-2018.
Good afternoon. We are back. My name is Donna, and I am your host of The Edge on IC Radio, your source for news and entertainment. You can also find us on television, channel 182 on Charter Communications, and you can also find us on Abundant Television, found on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire. We are syndicated, and pretty soon another announcement coming up. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But thank you so much for being with us. We definitely appreciate it. Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 p.m. Now, that's Central Time, but you can always find us on Facebook and all the other social networks too. If I'm not taken off, there's a very big possibility it will be this week. I have Victoria Lee Scott with me right now, and one of my dear friends. She lives in good old California. Beautiful weather. How's the weather out there today?
Actually, today's gorgeous, but you know, it's really interesting this weekend. This weekend had a cloud cover that made everything like white, like no clouds, like you couldn't see puffy clouds. What it was like this, like there were no stars at night. There was no sun setting. It was like this white cover for 2 days. And I'm like, ain't fooling me, Donna. Ain't fooling me.
So what was it? Was it some kind of smog or something?
I don't even know if it was that or if it was something that manipulation of the weather. I'm not really sure. And I don't put anything past. You know, before we went to break, we were talking about education of the next generation. And while we were in the break, you were sharing with me about the class that you took in horticulture. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very interesting that you say that, because what will the next generation do? I mean, they can't cook anything. They can't they can't shop for anything because everything's delivered. But they sure as heck can't grow anything. But if you go back and you, after you said that, I had a huge ding ding. I don't know if you remember, but I'm going to say about 10 years ago, here in Long Beach, a law was passed about gardens, private gardens on your own property.
I'm waiting on that.
Do you remember that being, are you familiar with that at all? Mm-hmm. I am wondering what it is, because if they did that 10 years ago, you know, they pushed something through. And then when people challenge it, they're just going to pull out that old law and they're going to say, well, look at this. It's been on the books for over a decade. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is going to happen, because mm-hmm. as we were sitting here watching, you know, American Idol and all that stuff, they were in there and changing the definitions in our dictionaries and our mm-hmm. encyclopedias, not necessarily the dictionary. But they were changing the wording in the encyclopedias, because that's when it goes and they take it to the court system, they're going to open up the encyclopedia for definitions. And all the definitions have been changed. And therefore, they will skirt around the laws. And nobody's going to tell me any different. I've been watching and doing my homework, and I'm not going to sit here and have any conspiracy theorist. I suggest that everybody do their own research. My job is to try to bring everything under one umbrella that we can all get good, solid information from people throughout this country that have something to say. These are people that have helped build this country and have been cast aside and censored and taken down. And you know what? It's time to give a voice to we, the American people. It is our right. And that's what I've come to do. And, you know, I just know that in my heart, they're going to try to change it because that's exactly what they do. But I'm just going to keep going ahead. And I truly believe that I've spent the last 4 years in college for theology. And my job was to interpret the Bible. And truthfully, it's not like I'm going in and that's what I'm going to do to go to be a pastor or congregation. That's not why I was called to do what I did. What I was called to do what I did is to understand what the word is and what we are founded upon. I am sorry, but all of our money says in God we trust. So of course they want to take that down. Of course they want to remove God and destroy the family. That has been their motive from the very beginning, to make all little independent people. But that's not how it's meant to be. We are families. We are communities. We are a nation that is the United States of America. And that's what we have to get back to. We have to get back to teaching those values as far as what all these freedoms were created for and the lives that were paid in order for those to have those freedoms today. But if we do not wake up, if we do not teach the children, if we do not show them what it is that this country is about, you and I are watching. We are watching the deterioration of this country, and it is heartbreaking. We said nothing, Donna, when Congress chose to put a barbed wire fence around the Capitol. We chose to let them lie to us. And then when we confront them, they just laugh and shrug it off. And we don't choose to take it any further. I am a true believer when I've watched over the years all of these hearings and everything that was going on. When someone, if it was me sitting there and someone said to me, I don't have an answer to that, sir or ma'am, then I'd say, okay, and who do you answer to? And I'd say, all right, get this one out. Get me this one right here. If that one sits there and tells me you don't have an answer for me, who do you answer to? You're done. Get that one in here until somebody. And you'll see how high up the chain it goes.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do we need a bunch of people in the government who don't have an answer to it, and it's someone else up the totem pole? Do we really need those people?
Do we need the people who have hijacked our country now?
I want people who have answers. I don't want anybody to pass the buck. And that's what's happening, Victoria. People have the answers.
When we the people vote for somebody to be sent to Congress or to the Senate or to the seat of the presidency, vice presidency, we do it as a united force and the majority rules. But what has happened over the years is at the upper top, it has started corrupting, and it has. And I don't care what anybody says. Call me whatever you want to call me. I am knowledgeable enough, and I have been paying very close attention. I've had a book that I've helped Lawrence write since 2009. It's been on Amazon since 2013, explaining what is happening to this country when nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody's going to tell me any different. I do my own research. I don't make assumptions. I listen. I interview people. I go to the sources. This country has been rotted. It is no different than what happened to the Roman Empire. No different. We have been lulled away by conciliatory utterances of those who have misinterpreted or changed the law according to their liking. And what has happened now is we cannot even amongst we the people go in and send anybody there anymore because it doesn't do any good. It's too corrupt. And in our founding documents, if everybody would pay very close attention, we the people have the right to change. Oh, change. Oh, that means we have the right to vote. But our founding fathers were smarter than that. What happens when our voting is corrupted? Well, then they put in another sentence. Or abolish it and institute a new form of government amongst we, the people. They knew that if given enough room and enough evil seeped in, what it would do. And therefore, they put that clause. Once they knew if the voting would be corrupted, and they knew it, we could change it through voting or abolish it and then institute a new form of government. But if we abolish it, the problem here being whether Democrat, Independent, or Republican, if we are not knowledgeable on what held us together, once we are destroyed, those bonds that hold us might not be able to be rebuilt. And that's my, because there isn't enough education, you know, and I know, you know, that this has happened throughout our country, you know, wars have been fought. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the biggest war was right here in the United States, and it was the blue against the red, and there were more deaths in that war than any other war in history. And it was fought right here. That should be enough of a wake-up call for all of us to see what we can do to one another. It's very clear to me, we can't even have a civil conversation, Donna. When was the last time you had a really good conversation with a Democrat?
You can't. They won't listen to you. They won't. But let me ask you a question. And I believe you've been thinking about this exactly like I have. So, and I'm a conspiracy theorist, wears my tinfoil hat. But let me ask you this. Okay. I just always liked a book. So I've been reading your husband's book. But I like a book. I can flip the pages. Nothing's going to be changed. The wording is not going to be changed in this book that I flip pages with, okay? Right. Nothing is going to be changed. So then we have this convenience. We're always sold convenience. Okay, it's more convenient to have a Kindle book. It's more convenient to look on the internet and read a book on the internet. But right. How easy is it to change one sentence, say, in the Holy Bible? How easy would it be to change one sentence in that Holy Bible? And for someone who has never read the Bible before, they're going to think, oh, it's okay to steal. Because it says I can. Tells me right. I can't kill, but it tells me I can steal. How easy would that be just to turn an entire generation of people around just by because they don't have a book where it can't be, but they can read it on a Kindle and it has been changed.
Right. That whole thing, I'm a book person. I like to curl up, give me a blanket, give me a window seat, and give me a book. I mean, that to me is...
I'm happy.
You know, that's a happy place for me. It always has been. But we are away from that. And everybody wants the synopsis. Everybody wants to, you know, just give me the, you know, the quick version. And that goes, you know, that goes to that instant gratification. And as the generations go on, you know, it's you are talking about now. So you have a 3-year-old that has their iPad. That iPad, they're watching one movie. Have you ever sat and counted how many commercials in that one movie that child gets exposed to? That's what nobody's realizing. So even though it's that flash, that instant, even from the change to the change, you know, but that imprint is going in there. And therefore, what we're doing is the last time we talked about hope. Remember, you and I were speaking on that. That's what we're doing is I find what we're doing is we, in so many ways, are killing pure desire. And even in relationships, everything is so accessible. Now you can build a robot and she'll do whatever you want her to do because you don't want to listen to her talk. Or what, are you kidding me? So my point is that's the way we're heading, and I don't agree with it. And it just, I feel like remember Lost in Space? Warning. Remember the robot? Will. That's what I hear going around in me every time I try to, you know, I try to ponder a thought as far as where we are now. And I look not only what I can do now, I look at what is happening now. How is it going to affect? My daughter is 26, so she will be having children soon. So, of course, my thoughts are going to my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, what am I? Wait a minute. You know, no. You know, I better get myself in a good position because there ain't going to be no iPad babysitter. Off to grandma's house we go. You know, so it is. And it's very hard because as the world gets tougher and relationships get more shallow and shallow, I mean, I am floored at the shallowness in intimacy and relationships. But it goes back to, again, removing desire, whether it's desire for education, whether it's desire for history, whether, how are they going to know if you're giving them these in schools, these ridiculous topics, how are we going to know the next, you know, we're in history? I mean, I've got my inquisitiveness came from Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla. I was like, wow, I want to know about that mind. Wait a minute, the integratron, electricity. I was like off and running. I wanted, you know, but if you're not teaching, if they're not exposed to this, they're never going to miss that. Then they're going to think that their big, you know, social battle is, you know, trying to let 3-year-olds be exposed to, you know, nature, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But I believe in this whole conversation, and the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is to bring a cohesive form of education. And whether it's one person or a group of people, I think that our generation is incredible, but I do think that we have a responsibility. And I am honored and blessed to have so many people already that want to come and share their knowledge. You know, all we're asked to do, our generation, share our strength, how we got here and survived. You know, there was a video just recently, and the kid got on the video and he said, well, what do you mean you have to drink at home? Why don't you just go inside and pour it at the sink? And then I was hysterical because the woman comes on and she goes, don't you realize we weren't allowed in the house on Saturday? Go out and play, drink at the hose.
Yeah, this is,
but
some,
also we're meant to do is to share our strength, how we survived without seat belts or bicycle helmets or anything else.
Drinking out the water hose.
We're on the back of grandpa's pickup truck on the hood, okay? We share our strength. We meant to share our hope. That we believe in what this country was founded upon and what our responsibility is to it. We have many men and women that have fought for this country to reserve the right for us to be free. And we have disrespected them more than anything. They need to be recognized. Our police need to be recognized. We need to share our strength, our hope, and our experiences. And our experiences, we've learned, our generation has learned what is right and what is wrong. We have, because the majority of us chose the wrong route and we had to learn the hard way. I mean, everybody I talked to, nobody did it the easy way, whether they went to college or hit the road. We all suffered our lumps and bumps and bruises and got us here. Great music. We had the best music, you know, in time. And, you know, and we had a great camaraderie. I mean, you know, it started off with my brothers and sisters and the hippies, though, you know, they went to the extreme, don't get me wrong. But the idea was to reunite and to bring this country back together. And that was a young people's voice. And today we have the same young people a few generations later that are willing to kick, steal, punch, shoot, stab each other. And we've separated way too far. So my goal, and I thank you for the opportunity to bring the newscaster studio and to bring the press release here and to somehow play a part, to unite voices, to give voices where voices cannot be heard. Mainstream media, I have always put up a post that said, I am what mainstream media fears. You know,
I agree, you are.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, and no matter what, we all got skeletons and we all got things in the closet. The difference is I ain't running from mine. Because that ain't, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. That's not the point. The point is what did I learn from all of that? What did I grow and what did I take away from to be here now? To be here and to just say, to have a voice to say there is a better way for us. There is something that we can do before we destroy one another too far. Let us try to at least pull away to create the United States. And I'm a firm believer at the beginning of COVID, the reason why the newscaster studio was a very strong desire inside of me is because when COVID hit and I watched the leaders from both sides of this country do what they did, do you know what, Donna? If any of them believed in the United States, they would have all stood up there together and they would have faced the American people and they would have stood as a united force and told us, we have different political opinions, but that's not what this is about. This is about the health and safety of America. And we are the United States of America. We will put our political issues aside and find an answer. But they didn't. They divvied up and chose up sides, and we had to play the game. Today, I want to bring a different game to the table. I knew a long time ago when the people are going, you're doing what? In 2009, I'm on the radio. You still doing that radio thing? Yeah, I'm still doing that radio thing. In 2013, I would be invited to parties and they say, Victoria, you can come to the party if you leave your rhetoric at home. Thank you for the invite, but I will not be attending your party. Now, all of a sudden, everybody, isn't this what you guys wrote your book about? Yeah, this is exactly what we wrote.
It is happening. And it's happening.
It is happening. So you know what? Exactly. So I know I was doing the right thing, but I know the battle, the uphill battle, when nobody wanted to hear a single word. You're reading that book. You tell me who wanted to listen to those words in 2009, Donna. Who wanted to hear what Lo was saying? Nobody wanted to hear what he was saying. And he knew he was going to die. And he knew that him and I had to write our country's political truth before he passed away. And that's just what he did. And I'm honored. I thank you for taking the time to research. He was a very intelligent man that tried. He was one of the few Americans that served in the Army and in the Navy in Vietnam. So he was quite the man. And right now I know he's up there, you know, doing whatever it is they do beyond. Whatever it is. So, you know, I do believe that you and I have a lot of gratitude for the opportunity that we are able to bring things. I mean, you bring a traffic report that I just love. I love hearing. I don't even know where it is you're talking about, but I just love your voice. Just keeps me upbeat. And it's like, you know, and starting here and over there and your date night and this couple. And that's what it's about. It's about doing our thing. Not that it's just one thing we do, but it is who you are. And that's what's inspiring. It's not that I just do this here on the radio. Yeah, I do it here. And then I go to the salon. I put my salon hat on. And then I go play pirate. And I'm Lady Victoria on a pirate ship. And just, you know, try to bring people together. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Absolutely. Victoria, I think we probably have just about a minute left in this segment. Yeah, just over a minute left in the segment. So you've done the press release, so we're out there, and I'm so excited about this. I think it's going to be a very, very awesome thing. So,
thank you.
So how are we going to be able to find the network?
It's going to be pretty easy. We're just thenewscasterstudio.com. And right now, if you go, that's simple and easy, huh? I mean, it really, everything, and same thing with the email. The email's just Victoria@thenewscasters.com. We've kept everything clean and simple, and my artist, who's a good friend of mine, designed the logo, which is clean and fresh. Everything is about easy access. You know, we just need information and to bring it where people don't feel that it's over their head, and there'll be so many different, little different people and, different voices. And I'm sure some people are going to not like my voice and love yours, not like yours. Love. So that's what it's
They're
about.
Like yours thing is
they won't have to go through everything to find you. You will have your own spotlight on the news. So if they like Donna's show, they go and follow you. I mean, it's streamlined. It is meant to be easy to unite for people to go, oh no, I can go on there real quick. Let me just grab this, do that, and do this. That's what it's meant to do. So we're hoping to be up. Our goal has been doing this to be an active part of the 2024 election. So I have quite a few guests lined up coming on my show. Steve Moore, Trump's economic advisor, has agreed to any way he can help. I got Mr. John Moody, former vice president of Fox News, is raring to go and to come on my show. So there's a lot. We have, it's the best part about it is one person doesn't have to give up everything they're doing to come on our show. You can you can still have other platforms. You can be on everything else. Our job is to just integrating so that we can make a stronger, more cohesive place for people to find the information that is going to be very needed in the next year.
You bet. And this is going to be the source for it. Victoria, thank you so much for being on the show today. I am looking forward to being with you on this. I really am. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be able to actually breathe and say the truth. That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
And that's the whole thing. And that's the best thing. And there'll be no taking down. I mean, once whatever you're saying, and I'm willing with the debate on both sides. It's not, it's not one side or the other. It's like if you got a voice and somebody wants to, then bring your voice. I'm sure you and I would entertain if somebody says, I'm a teacher and I've got a lot. Let me tell you and Donna. And we would say, yeah, well, come on. And let's the three of us talk about what you bring into the school system. And I'll talk about the education my child got. And I'm sure Donna's got a lot she can bring to the table. Mm-hmm. That's my point, is somehow to create a dialogue, rather than just people having their point of view and putting in a comment section and moving on. We're losing the art of debate. And if we lose it.
And again, this is what everybody is looking for. Everybody. Right. Victoria, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
And you take care. And thank you for watching The Edge. Without you, I don't know what we would do. We have some awesome, awesome folks who listen to the show. And so you're going to have another platform. You'll be able to listen to Victoria. And she's got some good content there, too. But again, thank you so much. We'll be talking at you later. Take care.
Jeff McCurdy of the McCurdy Law Firm has been a public service of this area for over 10 years. McCurdy, a member of the Henniger City Council, serves as prosecutor for the town of Sylvania and was named public defender for the city of Rainesville. The McCurdy Law Firm is located at 17326 Alabama Highway 75 in Henniger to better represent his Jackson and DeKalb County clients. If you need to be represented by a true public servant with proven success, call Jeff at 256-996-8701 or send a private email to McCurdyLawFirm@gmail.com. No representation is made that the legal services performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.